Good morning. It's time for chapel. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. The Reverend Tyler Poppin is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from God's Holy Word today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. St. Paul writes, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from the Lord and the Savior Jesus. Amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, hear these words again from St. Paul. He says this in chapter 12. "Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone." But dear friends of Christ, I got to start out with this, that I absolutely love the community in which I serve in. If you haven't been to Coal Camp, Missouri, you really need to visit. Especially when it comes time to the World's Fair. You all thought that was in 1904. Coal Camp has the World's Fair every year, the weekend after Labor Day. But it is really the people of my community that really make that place for us. More specifically, the folks to whom I serve as pastor at St. John's and Holy Cross. They're two country churches north of town, and they're eight miles apart. Back in the day when you only rode 4 miles to go to church on the horse and buggy. And they're still there. Now, going on from there, I got to make an admission. I am not a handy person at all. In fact, there is an unspoken rule in my house that it is not a Tyler Poppin project unless I have bled on it. So, not being handy myself, I need help. My wife said I need a lot of it. And so, in my community, there is a blessed saint named Jeff Coleman. And Jeff Coleman has the gift of being able to make it to my house in a few minutes' notice and pull up the toilet and the parsonage to extract the toothbrush that my kids flush down the toilet. Or there's a person in my community named Rusty Harms. I call him the lawnmower whisperer because he has saved me, literally saved me countless times while mowing. Even that one time I drove my mower into the creek, he got it out, and then he mowed the rest of my lawn for me. I think he felt sorry for me. And then there is a saint in my community named Elaine Meissner. She is 90 years young. And every year on my birthday, she shows up at my office with a gallon Ziploc bag of chocolate chip cookies. And now these cookies are the closest thing to food from heaven on earth, short only of the Lord's Supper. And these cookies never make it home, lest the wild things that live in my house eat them up in 2 minutes. Then there's Eric Wilson in my community. He's the town dentist. But he also happens to have a bass boat on Truman Lake. Takes me out, and he can always find where the crappie are biting. I love my community. And I could go on all day about the hundreds of people who bless me. And I believe that in them, we have a picture of what Paul talks about concerning gifts. But here's the question. Of the things that I mentioned about each of these saints, are they spiritual gifts? Well, we don't use Elaine Meissner's cookies in the Lord's Supper, but her cookies do build me up and make my life better, and then I can in turn preach her the gospel and give her the Lord's Supper. So let us today think about gifts in a little simpler way. That God has created each and every one of us to live in community with one another, so we strive to use who we are to build up and serve our community. That is the use of spiritual gifts. So much so you don't even have to think that hard about it. Because here's the thing about thinking about spiritual gifts too hard. It can lead us to two dark places. And the first is despair. We could think to ourselves, well, I can't heal anyone. I can't speak in tongues. I can't preach. I can't play the organ. What good am I? Or on the other hand, thinking too hard about spiritual gifts can lead to self-righteousness. Look what I can do. I've spoken in tongues for the last 8 hours. The interpreter dropped off at hour 3. That has to mean something for me. In fact, this is the problem Paul is addressing in 1 Corinthians. That there are several Corinthian members engaged in a theological thumb-measuring contest that they forget the reason behind the gifts God has given them. Imagine St. Paul hearing about the speaking in tongues matches that are going on at the Corinthian churches and shaking his head and taking note and sending and saying, guys, this ain't helpful for your community. Because again, a simple way to understand spiritual gifts is knowing that God created each of us individually, and we strive to live Christian lives in our community by building one another up and being of service to one another in whatever that might look like for you. And so today, as the church installs a gift planning advocate, Mr. Douglas, I know him, we are reminded today, though, of our use of money. Is money a spiritual gift? Well, absolutely not. But charity and generosity and stewardship certainly are. And sometimes it is then our hope that our gifts of charity and generosity and stewardship, our gifts of them today, would serve and build up generations of our communities to come. A non-monetary example of this is Lutheran education. So the larger congregation I serve, Holy Cross, was founded in 1842. And one of the first things that congregation did was build a school. Because the spiritual gift of teaching their children the Christian faith along with their studies was crucial for those early German immigrants in northern Benton County. And yesterday, my three oldest children, fifth, third, and first grade, had their first day at the Lutheran school in Cole Camp. That is 181 years of Lutheran education that our community has been given by our ancestors in order to build up and serve our community and our children. And the core of this community in which I've talked about, at least as spiritual gifts are concerned in ways, the core of this community, though, is the place in which the community gathers to receive what she needs from the Lord God. At the center of the community of the people of faith is the place where she knows she can go to receive what is sure and certain gifts from God that he has promised will always be there. The community gathers in God's house to receive the gift of his own word and to receive the gift of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Because there Christ himself has said about this gift, he says, well, take it and eat. This is my body. Take it and drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And as a community of faith, striving to live Christian lives of building up and service to one another, we do just that. Where charity and love prevail, God is there. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in the one true faith, even unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.